I'd like to say happy birthday to Chairman Wheatley before we get started.
Happy birthday. Nobody noticed that it's his birthday.
In case you missed it.
Somebody's having a birthday?
Monday.
That, Bob, you want to turn your microphone on so everybody can hear this?
It may appear that I lost a bet, but actually I rose to a challenge. There's probably someone tuning in on the live stream right now, and I'm going to tip my hat to that person right now and say, don't dare me to do anything. Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have changes?
There was just one update, if I could, Mr. Chairman. If anyone is conditional use number 2399 for St. Vincent House of Transform Incorporated, that item, although it was noticed, was withdrawn. It was noticed and will not be heard on this today's meeting.
All right, sir. Thank you.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve it as revised. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the November 30, 2020 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, unless there's any changes, they would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 30, 2023 meeting.
This is going.
As posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. This is your opportunity to spend 3 minutes telling us what you would like to tell us, provided that it has something to do with what we actually do, and that it does not have anything to do with any particular application that is in front of us. Any particular application that has anything to do that's coming in front of us or that has been in front of us or might be in front of us. So it has to be more of a general nature. But with those small ground rules in place, who would like to be the first to speak today? Okay. Now, anyone who speaks on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so during the hearing. So this is just your chance to make a general comment if you want to. Going twice. Yes, sir.
Is this in support or opposition?
No, not about any specific application. This is your opportunity to get up and talk to us about maybe some part of the ordinance that you don't like or some rule that the commission has that bothers you, or maybe you just want to get up and tell us what a fabulous job.
Or that they love your hat.
Yeah. Or wish our chairman a happy birthday.
Or that. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Come on up. You can come on up. Give your name. You may have the floor.
Afternoon.
Oh, sir, if you could turn the microphone on, push the button, push to talk. There you go.
There you go.
I'm here to the Evans Farm Project.
Okay. Hold on. Not the time to talk about specific applications.
Oh, well, I guess I could sum it up with
No.
You're going to get a chance to. This is just not the time to get a chance.
Understood. Okay. We really are to find a way to make that clearer because it no matter how times I say it, it doesn't seem to sink in. I'll find the right words before long. Hopefully,
the issue is the Delaware legislature requires there to be public comment during every public meeting within the state of Delaware. And that's a noble cause, and so we're transparent in how we conduct business. But for a body like a Planning and Zoning Commission that has really limited jurisdiction, and we have specific rules we have to conduct hearings and what's in the record and what's not in the record, we have to make sure that anything that's said about a specific application occurs during the hearing on that application. So while we commend open meetings, this public comment requirement for P&Z kind of doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense. It's at the county council level where they're more legislative and can make policy, take into account broader comments about how the county's operated or whatever else. We kind of have that item on the agenda because we have to, and it creates confusion. Because like this gentleman, I can see where you think get disenfranchised or have an inability to speak on an application, you're going to get that inability, just not under this agenda item. It's going to come in.
No, that's good.
Trust me,
listen, it happens every Thursday. It happens every Thursday. Yeah. Next year, it'll happen every Wednesday. Okay, anyone like to speak? Okay, if not, we'll close the public comment period. And so now we've reached the meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're certainly glad that your appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to my esteemed counsel to my right left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct meetings.